Driving around the Bella Vista and Eastwood Mobile Home Parks in Evans, it's hard to believe 5 months has passed since floodwaters from the South Platte River inundated the area. Aside from a six-foot-high chain-link fence surrounding the properties, the mobile home parks look like September's flooding could have happened just weeks ago.
The river flowed down 37th. This way, it flowed all the way through here.
Zach Ratkai is the building and development manager for the city of Evans. Some of the 208 mobile homes in these privately owned parks are still on their sides. Others lean haphazardly against each other. Piles of debris and trash, partially hidden by snowdrifts, are visible, along with mud-splattered walls and broken windows.
It covered all the way through here and ran up Trinidad Street and then behind.
City officials applied for FEMA assistance to help clean up the area, but the agency turned down that request in a letter sent last November. That's left Evans Mayor Lyle Atziger with a potential cleanup cost of $1 million, which the city doesn't have, and he just wants to know why.
Well, I wish I knew.
Atziger says the city has done everything in its power to remedy the situation, but to no avail.
We have exhausted everything at our disposal. We had a plan, and we have followed everything that we've been taught through this whole process, to contact all of the various state and federal agencies, go through the processes and everything, and we've done it. That was our plan, and now we've hit a brick wall because we've been denied at every turn. And that's my concern.
You know, I think the first step is would we even consider this something that'd be eligible under FEMA programs, and we don't.
Ed Connolly is a FEMA representative based in Denver. He says the federal bar for approving reimbursement for debris removal on private property is very high.
There has to be, you know, widespread economic impact to the community, like you saw in a catastrophic event like the Katrina or Joplin tornado. That really impacts the ability of citizens to live and business to operate.
The Weld County Department of Public Health and Environment has inspected the Eastwood Mobile Home Park and recommends it be designated a public nuisance. At a hastily called press conference Tuesday afternoon, City Manager Aiden Hogan says if something's not done soon, there could be a very real public health risk.
I suspect we have about 40, maybe 60 days at the most before the weather warms up enough that we then have a secondary disaster in our community. And we are very concerned about that.
The reason Hogan is so concerned is with the spring thaw, the food left in pantries and refrigerators will begin to rot. Raw sewage and household chemicals and debris currently frozen will begin to putrefy. Mold will become widespread, and that raises concerns about rodent infestation and the spread of disease. The city plans to contest FEMA's decision, something the agency's Ed Connolly says is their right.
You know, if they disagree with us, they definitely have the option to appeal our decision. We encourage them to appeal. They can submit that through the state and goes to the FEMA regional office, and then they have an option for a second appeal to go to FEMA headquarters.
Mayor Atziger says there are so many catch-22s that it's very difficult to see through the red tape of the recovery process, which is why they've also reached out to Governor John Hickenlooper, whose office, in a letter released Tuesday, says it will advocate on behalf of the city to FEMA, but as of yet has pledged zero state dollars to fund the cleanup. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.